Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The Raimi Memo. Ron McGarry is giving us an idea of what it appears to be. Let's continue with that, Ron.
Okay, line four, blank SS in the disc. Disc is in quotes. They will ship for A1 8th Army Air Force. That was that's General Raimi of the 8th Army Air Force. By B-29 ST or C-47. Right AF assists flights at Roswell. Assure that CIC team said this mistaken meaning of story and think late today next sent out PR of weather balloons would work better if they add land demo Roswell clues. Signed, Raimi. Now, it's clip language and somewhat cryptic, but if, as we know now, they were sent out by Morse code used a keep the messages short and use a lot of shorthand. So we know it was not a teletype message. Because teletype messages cannot change line spacing. We have different line spacing. So, and we know that the modality of transmission then was send a message by radio teletype Morse code, then translate that, have a guy sit down and type it out on a typewriter, and then take the paper out of the typewriter and hand it out. So that's what we've got. Other researchers have said it's a teletype. We can conclusively say it was not a teletype machine. It was not a Twix machine. It was a typewriter. So that's we're trying to answer questions. That's one of, also the other thing is we know Raimi hasn't read it yet because it's eyeglasses. You can see behind the paper, and we've been told by people fairly close to him, like his wife, that he could not read without his glasses. And we also know he needed a manicure.
All right. Chris, before we go on, any key questions from our audience at forum.thepowercast.com that relate to what we've had so far?
Yeah, there are. And one in particular, you know, it's pretty, you know, I mean, we are dotting I's and crossing T's, and this is definitely, you know, taking this whole subject inside baseball, so to speak. But Chuckleberry Finn, one of our posters, who's been posting at the forum since 2007, he doesn't post very often, but when he does, he comes up with interesting questions. And he asks, what are your expectations about how your forthcoming book may or may not change public perceptions about the Roswell incident? And what is the single most important point that you make in the book?
I think the single most important thing we make in the book is something I don't want to talk about right now. Sorry. That's one of the things Chris knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's extremely controversial, and I'm not going to sit here and stir the fresh cow pile when it's got a skim over it right now.
Well, how is this going to change public perceptions, or do you think it will?
I think it could. I don't know that it will. I think most of the public really doesn't care. They want to watch shiny cars running around in a circle on Sunday afternoon and drink beer and talk about baseball and boob jobs, and that's about it. And they really don't care about UFOs until one interacts with them personally. And I'm sorry, they just 90% of the people don't care.
Ron, the 10% of the people who do care, how do we get them to see what's serious and what's just carnival barker stuff?
Well, I think serious people who are curious about Roswell will learn a great deal about what the truth is about what's in and what's not in the photographs. And every single thing we point out is something that they can find for themselves. This is no magic, no funny stuff at all. So that to me is comforting to know that there's a body of work that's been done that shows that one, there was something that happened out there that we can figure out what it was to the best of our knowledge and definitely can prove what it was not. It was not what the government said it was. And if that's enough to get enough people to get moving again, maybe we can get another Stephen Schiff to say, okay, Air Force, we know now that you lied. Why don't you really tell us what's going on? And that would be the real bonus of this whole thing.
But unfortunately, I mean, I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that chances of any smoking gun documentation, paperwork, photographs, recordings, anything of that sort has probably been destroyed a long time ago to keep the, you know, the subterfuge in place and also not provide any potential smoking gun evidence that could prove or disprove any particular theory. Don't you think that all this evidence is probably has been destroyed or made rendered, you know, into some place totally out of reach of any sort of government inquiry?
Yep. That's why we were so surprised to find the Bettman image. And Chris is looking at it right now.
That sure don't look like tinfoil to me.
That raises an interesting question here. Do you think there's other stuff about Roswell hiding in plain sight, which essentially is what this is?
No.
That is left to discover at this point?
No, not at all. I don't. I think they learned very quickly to what they were doing and what not doing and took care of it. I don't, you know, the government is stupid. And in spite of what people say, they do keep secrets for a long time until they want them out. And when they want them out, they're out. But okay. No, I don't think there's anything else hiding in plain sight.
All right. But even if this stuff is what you say it is and we get your final conclusions, what do we do with it? Academically, we can say, well, I guess we have photos here of something that may or may not have originated on this earth. But who's going to care anymore?
I care. You care. You wouldn't be asking me these questions. So, yeah, there's a small group that really wants to know what in the heck's going on. And we're fitting one more piece of the puzzle. Do we have the whole puzzle? Heck no. There's hundreds of pieces. We don't know how many pieces of the puzzle there are, but unless we keep working to determine what is the truth, what is real, and what isn't, we'll never get anywhere. You know, we'll go back to watching shiny cars running around in circles.
Why, Ron, do you think that out of all the hundreds and hundreds, possibly thousands of pieces that were gathered by the painstakingly gathered by officials out at the site, why do you think not one piece was squirreled away to be revealed later in some family, you know, safe? Some lockbox, somebody squirreling away a piece of the wreckage and then coming forth with it. We haven't had one person who has claimed that they have access to a piece of the wreckage actually produce that.
Well, that's a good question. And, again, if we take the witnesses, they did. There were quite a few people that took it because there was – let's see, I'm trying to remember names, and I'm, like I said, I'm not a Roswell researcher, so I don't remember the names. You'd have to read the other guy's books. I remember one guy saying how he had one, and he was showing it at the bar, at Chuck Wade's father's bar in Corona. And the next day, the Air Force was there to pick it up. The other thing to remember is the attitude was... The political climate was totally different than it is now. Then we just won the Second World War. We were the strongest, baddest nation in the world, and yet we didn't exploit it. We didn't try to take over the world. Now, I'm not trying to make this a political statement other than the fact that people are in the mindset that the government was right and our patriotic duty was to do what the government said to do.
In other words, folks, and we'll have to break now. In those days, we believed the government.
Yeah.
Now we're being told the government just lies to us, and maybe that started with Watergate, where things started to unravel, but maybe a lot sooner if we consider the UFO field. Now, I know your listeners are wondering why we've gone once again in the direction of Roswell, and let me tell you that we've tried for 9 years on the Paracast to have the last Roswell discussion, but it never seems to turn out that way. We've got a lot more to talk about with Ron Regehr,
Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and field work on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let me tell you, we're going to also feature a discussion with Kurt Collins, friend of the show, who has studied the Roswell Slides, Cash Landrum case, and he's going to talk about the work of the Roswell Slides Study Group that we see here Ron Rigueira does not agree with, but we're going to get Kurt's point of view in this week's episode of After the Paracast. And by the way, here's how to get a the show. Here's how to listen to the show. You go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Order up a subscription monthly, annually, or 5 years. If you subscribe for a year or more, you get a copy of the ebook version of Stalking the Tricksters from Chris O'Brien, plus.theparacast.com. So we're trying to find another piece of the Roswell puzzle with Ron Reger, working on his book, Another Damn Roswell Book, or maybe Not Another Damn Roswell Book, however it's going to be named. Not sounds pretty good, don't you think, Ron?
Okay. Yeah. Again, we're still working on the title. By the way, this it's over being reviewed right now by my co-author in Great Britain, and we've got an interesting little film clip that we just discovered he drug out of his archives. By the way, for those who don't know Neil Morris is in charge of the lab at the University of Manchester in England, and that's the physics and astronomy lab. That's sort of the MIT of Great Britain. So this guy isn't a schmuck. He's pretty well knows what he's doing, and he's done most of the analysis work.
When is the book going to be out?
I hope it's out before Roswell, because I'm supposed to speak at Roswell in July, and I'd sure like to have copies of the book there available. But
this is the Roswell convention or whatever.
So it doesn't look like it's going to make it.
This is the annual shindig over in Roswell, New Mexico.
Correct.
You know, we have a couple of segments left here, and I'd like to ask you a few questions in general about the state of the UFO field, as I suggested in the first segment, as you recall, whether it should be terminated with extreme prejudice. But first, Chris, any more questions left?
Well, I think Ron has pretty much addressed them. You know, Drake, the Gilliland, asks something to the effect of, you know, what do you think the Ramey memo is? Could it be talking points, as I've seen elsewhere? If it does say victims of the wreck, why would he have had that as a talking point? Or could it have been hastily put together, you know, a series of notes that were prepared for his commanding officer? Since you've determined that his name is on this thing, why was he holding that particular piece of paper, and what was it for?
I believe it was a message he was sending out to Vandenberg, and probably just since it was so clipped and cryptic, Kirk might have said, sir, do you really want to send this, or do you want to read it and maybe reword it a little bit? And again, that's speculation. I don't know. But it does appear from what our read is to be to Vandenberg from Ramey.
Okay.
And by the way, it's interesting. An interesting side note on this is that there's been people that have said, well, gee, if these guys were also stupid that they couldn't identify a weather balloon, they probably just really got blackballed from then on and didn't go anywhere. Well, that's not true. The commander of the 509th Bomb Group, and for people who don't realize this, that was the only group in the entire world that was qualified and certified to drop nuclear weapons, and they're the ones that dropped the weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. These guys were the cream of the cream of the cream of the crop. Major Marcel had graduated top of his class in radar school, and yeah, he knew what a radar reflector was. Every one of them, Butch Blanchard, the commander of the base, he went on to become a four-star general, died of a heart attack in the Pentagon. Lieutenant Haught, the guy that issued the press release, was the only one who didn't really go up the ranks, and he just apparently just wanted to get out of the Air Force when his time was up, and he did. Colonel DuBose went on. General Ramey, interestingly enough, was the gentleman who made the disclosure and discussion about the UFOs over Washington, D.C. in 1952. He was the one that held that press conference. So apparently he became the UFO general. And I suppose if it was just a weather balloon, they would have dropped it by and never heard from it again. But so he was the guy, go-to guy for that. And the FBI didn't agree with the Roswell conclusion. They said it was not borne out by what they found out. So, yeah, there's just so many things going on here that's just we're trying to put it all together and make a cohesive, make sense story out of it. Again, based and all circle around the photographs.
You know, I'm just thinking as we talk here, has anyone ever submitted a Freedom of Information request for the Ramey memo?
Oh, my Lord, yes. I've submitted probably 150, 200 FOIA requests on the Roswell photos alone. Never got anything back.
They just tell you there's nothing available or what?
That we have no records responsive to your request.
Well, that's convenient, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the requests was just for the name of the famous U.S. government agency that looked at the memo. Just the name of it. We have no records responsive to your request. So that means they wrote the book, and within a month of my receiving it, which was within days of its being printed, they couldn't find the records of who they asked for, but they wrote the book and put it in their book. So, you know, they have no credibility with me. But, yes, I've written well over 150 FOIA requests on every single aspect I could think of on these photographs.
Looking at the entire UFO field with regard to Roswell, why do we spend so much time focusing on Roswell? Surely there are other cases more current where more information can be found.
Name one.
I'm asking you.
If I knew of one, I'd investigate it as well.
Well, Tehran is a good one.
I did that, and I got the award for the best coverage of a UFO and explanation for MUFON and a check for $300.
Well, they gave you money?
They gave me money.
Whoa.
So that was the best UFO case ever, and I won the award for my investigation on that one.
Well, look, $300 is better than nothing.
Amen.
That's how much my entire camera project got from me.
Yeah, and that's more than I got for appearing on the Paracast.
That's you and everybody else who's appeared on the Paracast in the past 9.5 years. So yeah, consider yourself lucky, my friend.
So, yeah, I've been, that's another excellent, excellent case. Let's see, there were about 500,000 people that witnessed the little interaction between a UFO and an F-4 Phantom of the Imperial Iranian Air Force. And I interviewed, I can't remember the guy's name now, the actual pilot, I interviewed him and talked to him. We corresponded for a while. So, yeah, that was a good case.
Yeah, well, you were there when the DSP picked it up, right?
Yeah, our DSP picked up that dogfight.
Yeah, he was in the DSP satellite control area when the event occurred. So he was actually a witness to the event in kind of, you know, once removed.
Yeah, electronic witness.
Guys, let's do our break.
Yeah.
We have Ron Reger, Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg, maybe some aliens are listening in, the CIA and the NSA. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I think Chris has been possessed again by parrots. We have Ron Regare.
Yo.
We're talking about Roswell because it's still the most important case. But I have to think, with thousands and thousands of UFO cases through the years, that we'd have others with more current information to unearth. Isn't there a point, Ron, where we just got to set it aside and say, well, maybe after this book comes out, that's all we know, that's all we can find out. Unless some third party involved with the case, their heirs, or someone now who's still keeping the secret somewhere because something is on ice, reveals that truth. That's it, folks?
Yeah, I think so. That's probably true. But again, I've been working on this now for 20 years. So I just figure I'll finish it up and move on to other things. My next book is going to be on petroglyphs and pictographs. So, and... not exactly the same thing, but it's cryptic images that have been preserved over time, so I guess it's probably the same problem.
Well, since you raised the point, any indication those images relate to the so-called ancient astronauts?
No, nothing that I'm aware of.
So there.
However, the pictographs and petroglyphs that I've investigated, the answer is yes, they do. The Ramey office photos, no, they don't.
What do you think about UFOs in general? Where do you think they come from, if they come from anywhere outside of our planetary system or are not conventional?
It depends on who you want to listen to, and I'm still listening. I've got a friend who's an elder in one of the Puebloan tribes, and he says they come from different places in the different galaxies. And that they've been coming down here for ages, and they're called star people. I won't argue with them. I don't. That's not part of my culture, but I sure am interested in it. And so I try to keep an open mind as to what it could be. We see images that are hundreds, if not thousands, of years old that certainly look like the same thing people describe almost every day. you know, aliens, the big head, the big eyes. They're ubiquitous in the Southwest. There's orbs, flying spheres. I don't know how many panels I've seen that have those on them. So there's these weird things that are all over the place. And if we listen to the native peoples, they tell us what they are. So maybe it's just a big joke on the stupid white man for wanting to listen. Maybe they're telling the truth.
Why is it after all these years, UFO research, where it happens at all, is done at the fringes? Mainstream science is looking the other way. How do we change their minds?
I don't know that we can. First of all, why do they want to have their mind changed? Anything that goes against the grain of accepted science will never be accepted by science. I guess it was 45 years ago, after I went to the Grand Canyon the second time, I said, you know, this canyon was not carved by the Colorado River over millennia. It was a catastrophic event, like a major earthquake dumping the Great Sea, that the remnants of which is the Great Salt Lake. I was laughed at. You know, that's now the current prevailing theory on how the Grand Canyon was formed, a catastrophic event. You know, science moves very, very slowly, and it's up to sometimes other people to push it along.
You know, like Dr. John Brandenburg in the Mars ocean, and some of the theories that he's come up with about the thin layer of radiation that's found all around the planet. You won't get the Mars scientists putting their heads out discussing these things and, coming up with hypotheses, but an informed amateur like Brandenburg can go ahead and do that and stick his head up and not have to worry about playing whack-a-mole.
I agree. I know John, and I helped edit his book on about the beautiful ladies in Sepulveda. So, yeah, John's right, and Chris is right. They're just traditional science. Is much more interested in getting the next grant than they are on coming up with a new idea.
Unless that new idea has a grant.
Unless that new idea has money behind it, you're right.
Okay.
And tenure be damned if they don't have... I mean, look what happened with... what was the doctor out of Harvard who went to Great Britain and got hit by a car? John Mack. Look what happened to him.
He got hit by a Mack truck.
Yeah. And that's probably because... you and I, when we cross the street, we look to our left and we don't see anything. We start crossing the street. Well, they go on the other side of the street there. He probably looked to his left, didn't see anything, and stepped in front of something and got hit because they drive on the other side of the street.
So you think he was just careless?
No, I think he was momentarily not knowing the local customs. Now, you could call it careless, I guess. I associate careless with a little bit different activity, but that's okay.
Chris, a few questions snuck in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. I think we've covered part of it, but maybe you want to pursue that.
Okay, we have a question, late arrival question here in the last segment. This comes from Bonaventura. Ron, what do you think of Rich Reynolds' suggestion that the debris Brazel found and brought into Roswell had nothing to do with the real crash?
I don't think it had it. I think it did have something to do with the real crash because... When you say the real crash, I don't know for sure what you're talking about. If we say the real crash being a crash flying disc, yes. If you say the real crash being a weather balloon, no. So I guess we have to quantify real crash. So I'm going to go with the supposition that you mean a UFO that was reported, and I think, yes, it was, based upon primarily – little things like the piece that he towed into the shelter. Then later on, after spending time with the Air Force, where he's claimed to have changed his story, but as an aside to his friend said, and they about the little men, they aren't green. About the fact that shortly, about a month after this whole thing, this guy who didn't have two dimes to rub together had a brand new pickup truck and was buying a house in Tularosa about 100 miles away. So, yeah, that's circumstantial, but that tells me somebody talked to him, told him to, you know, go with the flow, tell the story we want you to tell, and we'll make it worth your time. And here's the official story, and stick to it. And he did.
Okay, here's another question. This one's about me, actually. Aside from my San Luis Valley camera project, are there any actual or possible research projects with potential to bring us any closer to resolution of the UFO mystery?
We have about 1 minute to break, Chris. Go ahead.
No? Yes?
I thought that was a question for you.
No, that's a question for you.
Oh, okay.
I've answered that way too many times.
I don't know of any, but again, I'm not really a UFO researcher. I got involved in this because Bon Johnson asked me to. I have a lot of UFO books, and I've got a real interest in the subject. But my primary area of research is in early Puebloan petroglyphs and structures and legends and things like that. As far as UFO studies, I don't know of any other than ongoing events, research projects. MUFON's got a couple that might work out. The problem we all have, and Chris is hitting the same wall, is where's the money? And then when you make a little bit, everybody says, you're only in it for the money. Well, damn right. If you want me to go out and spend $10,000, why begrudge me when I make $5,000 to recoup part of my losses? But that seems to be the big thing. Well, he's only in it for the money. So until that attitude changes, I don't see anybody really devoting a lot of time and effort into doing really, really good research.
We'd also like to have you listen to our other radio show. It's called After the Paracast, this weekend featuring Kurt Collins of the Roswell Slides Research Group. Yes, that place. To find out more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. One more segment with Ron Regier and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart. heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Ron McGuire, it's the damned if you do, damned if you don't phenomenon. You get paid for something, well, maybe you're doing it for the money, but isn't that true with all mainstream science? I mean, scientists are not doing the work they do free.
Scientists do it for free? Every one of them I know gets paid for
it. That's right. That's the point.
One of the reasons they don't want to do it here is it's hard to get funding for this. There's been wealthy people who have taken an interest in it, and they've gone ahead and given grants. We know for a while that Bob Bigelow was funding UFO studies with MUFON. MUFON caught a lot of flack about that. We know that some researchers got money from other sources. Yeah, but it's few and far between. And about the only way we can make anything out of it at all is to have one of these extravaganzas or to speak at the carnivals that are held almost monthly. And then all we're doing is hawking our book or hawking our paper or doing this. And so, you know, it's really kind of sad that people won't say, wow. I'll give you an example. I met the gentleman who made WD-40. WD-40 stands for water displacement, 40th attempt. They failed 39 times. They were funded the entire 40 times. I don't think that would have been a WD-40. We'd have probably been stuck with WD-2, and it wouldn't work too well.
But isn't that part of the point here, that to do something like that, you've got to do it over and over again? I don't think that a lot of things happen without a lot of effort, a lot of trial and error. So certainly we need the trial and error in the UFO field, but the problem is here, every step of the way, you're going through quicksand, and nobody wants to put money into it and take the risks. Or few do, like a Robert Bigelow does sometimes.
Neil and I know put a lot of time and money into this. I know if I could get reimbursed for printer cartridges and paper, I'd be a happy man. As you said, a damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's one of the reasons that we do this, is to try to arrive at the truth. I hate to go back full circle to the beginning of our discussion, but I think there are two individuals who were doing that and got caught in a web of lies by somebody else is Don and Tom. I really to this day think they're honest people who got caught up in something and maybe didn't ask the right questions at the right time, but I don't see any duplicity in either one of them.
Okay, we have a little bit of time left. You met Ray Sanford, and the question is, what are your thoughts about Ray Sanford's work, and have you seen any of Ray's data? Now, we did have in 2007, November, if I recall, and you came all the way down from Utah to to be at that presentation that he gave. What are your thoughts about Ray's work, and what were your thoughts about his method of pulling out diagnostic information from his slides of his films? And what's your gut feeling about Ray's work?
I think Ray deserves a special award in the UFO Hall of Fame. Outstanding work, and I mean, I don't think it started at Socorro, but he sure did shine there. And if you haven't got his book and read it, it is the book on the Socorro case. And he was there within hours of it happening, interviewed the right witnesses, asked the right questions, and made the correct conclusions. And it's withstood the test of 40 years, Chris? 60 years almost. So, yeah, if you talk about somebody who should be enshrined in the UFO Hall of Fame, right up there in one of the charter members should be Ray Sanford. And he's continuing to this day. He's still in there plugging away. I think it's a paradox that he goes out looking for petrified dinosaur footprints and sees UFOs. It's sort of like shake your head and wonder what's going on.
Well, he's looking down and up and not just down at their smartphones.
Yeah.
But now that we have an Apple Watch, I'll just look at their wrist for a second and give it up.
No, Ray's one of the few clear thinkers and is deserving of any accolade he can ever receive.
I agree. I just said so. There you have it.
Moving on, Ron Regier.
Okay.
We have the Roswell book coming out. You're going to deal with the ancient stuff after that. Do you think the UFO mystery, or whatever it is, will ever be solved, or are we going to be yapping about Roswell and everything else, the same old stuff 20 years from now, if we're still around 20 years from now?
Gosh, I hope I don't deteriorate in the next 20, much as I have the past 20, but I don't want to be here. I guess what you're really talking about is disclosure, or is there anything to disclose? And my answer on disclosure for over 30 years have been nobody wants disclosure. The UFO people don't want it, otherwise they'd land on the White House lawn and make themselves known. The government doesn't want disclosure, otherwise they'd tell us what they know. And the people don't want it. They're more interested in shiny cars running around in a circle and drinking beer and boob jobs. I mean, that's the reality of where we are. And until that changes, unless there's an accident, which I believe the Roswell crash was an accident, and it's happens at a point where it cannot be covered up, it cannot be talked away, then there won't be disclosure. The government has too much to lose, the aliens have nothing to gain, and the American people don't care.
Let me ask you here, if the government revealed that we feel that we might be undergoing visits from people from other planets or beings or whatever, do you think the people will go back watching the stuff on TV and not care?
No. I think the government would very rapidly fail.
Wow.
We've paid billions, trillions of dollars. And the reason, it's not just talking about lights in the sky and little shiny discs and funny green men that come in and make commercials. The big elephant in the room is the abduction problem. How do you explain to people that your children may be taken out of a wading pond in your front yard at 6 months and 8 months and dropped in the swimming pool in the backyard and murdered, essentially? How do you explain to people that they're going to be maybe taken anytime anybody wants to from their beds at night and the government can't do a damn thing about it? How do you think they're going to feel when they can realize that no matter where they are, what they're doing, these beings can come in and seize them against their will, do whatever they dang well please? I don't think that would go over too well. We've spent too much money in the government for a long time saying, we're working hard to protect you. And for them to admit that they can do absolutely nothing and they're powerless, I don't think they'll ever capitulate and admit that.
Ron Regera, do you have a website or something where people who want to know more of what you do can check it out?
I wish I did, but I don't. I'm a Luddite. My computer, if the battery goes dead and I forget to plug it in, is nothing more than a paperweight. If somebody wants to volunteer to set me up a web page and keep it up, I'll accept it, and I'll provide them with everything I've got. But I'm too damn lazy, too damn old, and too busy doing other things.
Speaking of other things, you can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. We also have two Facebook fan clubs, and we try to make it easy for Luddites like Ron Regera and, of course, Jerome Clark to find us. And we have another radio show. It's called After The Paracast. And this week we'll have Kurt Collins to talk about the Roswell Slides Research Group. And here's how you can hear the show. You have to be a member of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. is a modest subscription rate, and if you subscribe for 1 year or 5 years, you get a copy of Stalking the Tricksters, the ebook version from Christopher O'Brien for 1 to 5 year subscriptions. Learn more at plus.theparacast.com. This time we could hear him.
Yay!
So, yay, let's applaud. We could hear Ron Regera sitting next to Chris O'Brien in this elaborate studio in a secret place under Sedona, Arizona. I'm kidding. Ron Regera, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thank you.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.